50,000 fewer voters turned out in 2016 than in 2012. Molly Misfelt is a senior at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. She hopes that better candidates come along for the 2020 presidential election.
I tried to be as informed as I could. I don't know, I guess I just didn't feel comfortable voting for either of the main candidates.
During this election cycle, many Wisconsin residents, even those who didn't vote, thought that it was important to educate themselves on the issues. The candidates both took strong positions on immigration. Now, many people like Claudia Jameson are worried that race will divide the U.S.
I just hope it doesn't go into a racial thing because Donald Trump didn't like, you know, African Americans. And I stay in like a town where there's mostly Dutch people. There's not a lot of African Americans with it. And I hope it doesn't go back to how the race was back in the day.
Historically, Wisconsin has had a Democratic majority. This election, though, Republican Donald Trump won Wisconsin, earning 47% of votes. Now, people who didn't want Trump to win are dealing with the results. Cruz Llorona, a junior, is trying to be optimistic.
I think it's better to have a better outlook on him being elected rather than hoping for him to fail and then our country to go down with him.
Even though some students hoped that Hillary Clinton would win, they are now focusing on what's next with Donald Trump in office. For Media Milwaukee, I'm Marin Orlowski.